Hello again, everybody, and welcome to Around Town. I'm your host, Ron Giordano, and our guest today is Rich Walter from the Puzzavero family of McDonald's. We are taping this show at the Huntley Library Recording Studio, which is brand new, state-of-the-art equipment. We're the guest of the library today, and we appreciate that. And we want to welcome Rich to our show. Rich, welcome to Around Town.
Thank you very much.
You're quite welcome. You got a big job, buddy. So we want to tell us all about the family-owned business?
Absolutely. So I'm the public relations director for Puzzavero Family McDonald's. What we pretty much have is...
You got a big organization is what you have, right?
Yeah. So we have 33 locations through 21 cities. And it's just been amazing to be able to build things and connect. A big thing with our organization, our main focus, a DNA, if you will, we pride ourselves on family, community, team. And the ways we're able to give back, connect in the communities, our big thing that we love to focus on and one of our key aspects, you know, just for the company as a whole is focusing on the local communities that we serve. We're always trying to build relations. We're being able to give back to the organizations, the schools, the different events, the community events, trying to find ways where we can show that, you know, we're here and we're not going anywhere. We want to support. We want to give back. And by doing that, we always feel that building that relationship just makes everything so much better. We start to know customers by name. We're able to just, you know, really be able to be there and make memories with everybody that we come across.
Well, that's important because it's just not the McDonald's name. Say, oh, yeah, I'm going to go to McDonald's for a coffee or a burger. But you have a lot of seniors that gather in the morning for breakfast, have their coffee, four or five, six of them, and they get to know the people in a restaurant, you know, and they get to communicate. And that's kind of nice because it shows a, kind of a family effect for everybody.
It does, absolutely. It's one thing I really enjoy because the regulars that are there in the morning, we kind of always refer to them as the coffee club. They come in. They're always saying hello. They always have stories. I was at one of our locations last week, and we have a lot of veterans that come, which I'm a huge fan of. He was showing me pictures of him being in a helicopter and different things that he was doing in the past and then talking about, you know, an event that he was just doing at the VFW. And we get to connect with these people. They have birthdays. You know, all of a sudden we're out there, you know, singing happy birthday to him, taking pictures with him. It's just, it's cool. It's a fun atmosphere to be around.
Well, you know, that's what a family-owned business is supposed to be all about, you know, working with the community, working with the people, understanding them, and appreciating their values, too, because they're taking pride in what they're showing you, mm-hmm. like the helicopter picture. They're taking pride in that. They served our country. That's important to them. And by you acknowledging that, that goes a long way. He's going to walk out that door, and he's going to tell somebody else about that, and that word of mouth makes you an even better business.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more, but it means more to us than that. Like we really enjoy that they want to share that when we walk in, they refer to us by name. Even sometimes they'll ask me about an event coming up or, you know, some promotion we're doing. And when they see me, they instantly remind me of it, you know, like, remember you told me this? And I'm like, how'd you remember that? Like,
you know? Sure, right.
So,
right. You start thinking to yourself, oh, my God.
You know, they hold you accountable.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah. I want to pause for a moment to remind everybody you're listening to 101.5 FM, your Huntley Community Radio Station, and Rich Walter with us here telling us all about the pride that they take in the community with the McDonald's restaurants that the family owns. Rich, while I've got you, you want to talk a little bit about your upcoming fundraisers that are coming up April 24th?
Yeah, April 24th. We are really excited. This is going to be an epic event that we've never done this before. So in the past, every year we do what we call McTeacher Nights. We host a school that comes to the restaurant for 2 hours. We get them custom T-shirts with their logos. We set them up with a kids table, and we do all these giveaways. And the teachers actually come and work the restaurant for 2 hours, take the orders, bring the food out to the cars. We make it a big community event where all the families and students come, and they want to see their teacher serving them food. Throughout that time, they're able to raise money, and throughout the two-hour period, we give them 15% of total sales. And then we also do a thing where they're walking around outside. Some of them dress up in mascots. They have such a good time.
That's great.
Yeah, these, especially when we're working with elementary school, the teachers are just so much fun. But they're out there and they sell McDonald's chocolate chip cookies. And we donate that, where 100% of those sales go straight to the school. So what we decided was we were going to try to do more than one in one night. So on April 24th, from 4:30 to 6:30, we're doing 8 different schools at 8 different Bucciafero Family McDonald's.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And that, that's never been done before. A lot of moving parts, but we are extremely excited. All the schools are just hyped about it. We have online promotions. We've been talking with all the principals, the schools. They got all their T-shirts. Our whole team, you know, across 2 different states is being involved. So
that's interesting. You know, and the fun part is that when you're a student, they have your teacher bring you a Coke or a hamburger is awesome, uh-huh. because they're going to go home and say, hey, my teacher served me. You know, it's really kind of neat, you know?
It's awesome. They're out there. They're taking selfies with their teachers. We have this kids table where we have all these coloring activities, and we give away Happy Meal toys and other kinds of like fun crafts they can do, and the teachers are doing it with them. And then the best part is at the end of the night, we have everyone come together and we have like a huge check, and we just do like a big celebration, like this is how much you raised, you know, and we take a picture and just everybody is able to, you know, congratulate each other. You know, we put it up on social media. So the fact that we're going to do that 8 times, all at the same time, at 8 different locations.
That's a monumental task. Oh boy, that's really something, Rich.
Yeah, we're really excited, and we know the community is going to be behind it. So,
well, you know, the other thing it shows too is that the family that owns these restaurants is dedicated to the community, and I think that's important.
Absolutely, our owners, Guy and Amber Bucciafero, are just incredible. They're some of the most giving people I've ever met, and their heart to give back to the community is the thing that people don't realize, and sometimes you almost have to explain it, is being family-owned and operated, everything we do comes out of our pocket. So it's not McDonald's like corporate where we're giving away all this free food, this money, you know, gifts, whatever we're doing. This is from our own organization where we've come up with the passion and the desire just to take this on as our own and be able to give back to support, because we know the impact it's going to have, not just on the teachers and the schools, but the community as a whole.
What a unique idea, right? I mean, something that businesses did in the past and got away from, but this family has brought it back, and it's really kind of nice because it's showing that they have the opportunity to be able to give back to the community, and I think that's important.
Absolutely, yeah.
Now, how about your app? You understand your customers love your app and the features that people may not know about your app?
I remember back when they actually started talking about apps. They had that whole slogan, there's an app for that, you know?
Right.
And now it's like, if you don't have an app, you know, it's kind of unheard of, but it's still surprising how many people don't either realize we have an app. I always make the joke, one of my family members, she's an executive with Marriott, and she always calls me on what the new McDonald's deal is. And I told her, I go, well, just look on the app. And she right. just goes, there's an app. And I'm like, how do you not know this? You know, but okay. The McDonald's app, it is truly cutting edge. I don't think people realize, like, once you use it, like, you're really not going to go back. there are, I mean, you earn points on there to get free food, which a lot of places do. But every day, the daily deals on there, you're getting stuff for free. It's buy one, get one free. It's one day, you know, special promotions. And then on top of it, you can order all your food and it, you can either drive up to a restaurant and pick it up, go to the drive-thru, have it delivered to you. You can plan ahead and put it in your cart, and it doesn't start making it until you're, you know, so close to the restaurant. It's just really convenient, and once you start using it, then you just start getting these notifications, which you could always turn off, but it'll tell you, like, hey, remember today, it's free fries, you know, free fries right. Friday, and you end up spending less than what you would do typically, like going inside.
Well, you would think when you go to the drive-up window to order, and the first thing they say is, will you be using the McDonald's app today?
Mm-hmm.
That right there is a tip-off that we do have an app. So take advantage of using it.
It is. You know, some people, I think they get, you know, more worried about technology, you know, or they don't want to feel like they're going to be tracked or have issues with it. But it is, it's very safe, and it saves you money. So.
And you guys use the social media platform to give back and support the communities too, don't you?
We do. Social media is a huge avenue for us. Our biggest challenge has always been we're so spread out geographically. So we're in Illinois and Wisconsin and 21 different cities, trying to project the right message and whatever we're doing in those communities. The only way to do it is social media. And it just really helps us be able to put out the information that we need, answer questions, tag different organizations that we're working with. I remember we started this about 5 years ago, and we had like 400 followers, just a basic page. And within 2 years, now we're up to like 12,000. And
wow,
it just continues to grow because, you know, we're trying to make an impact out there and show people, you know, we want to be part of your organizations. And it's just cool to see the pictures and the people share things. We have a lot of fun with it. On our page, we'll put stuff from our own organization, the other ones that we participate with. It's cool to show what we're doing, because then when you get to look back over it, you realize how much you've been a part of.
Sure.
And that's just the ultimate benefit.
I'm not sure if you can answer this question, Rich, but when a new product is coming out with McDonald's,
mm-hmm.
Do they like go to the family and is it a particular location they'll pick to try it out? For example, with your family's many stores?
So they do it by market. So when there's a new item, they kind of decide, is it going to be, you know, a Chicago market, more of a Wisconsin, an Iowa market? And then whatever restaurants we have in that area are the ones that will use it. So, and most of the time, if it's something new, it'll be a limited time. They just want to test it out, see how well it works, and then decide if we're going to do it again.
Well, that's kind of like the McRib sandwiches. is only in certain times of the year, correct?
Yeah, McRib, that we have fun with that. There are some hardcore McRib fans out there.
I'm sure.
Yeah, I have quite a few friends, even some city officials in different places, and they will start texting me like weeks before, you know, when's it coming out? When is it? You know, they love that sandwich.
I'm going to take you back in history a little bit, which you probably don't know about, but there's a restaurant off the tollway, I-90 in Wisconsin, and right near Poinette. And this goes back about 25 years ago.
Okay.
And the test market was a family, small, medium-sized pizza. It was about a 10-inch pizza. It was an awesome pizza.
Sure.
They had it for about 6 months, then it went away. And it could have been maybe just too much trouble to process it and get it going and everything. But it had been the first time we pulled up and we saw on the drive-up window, if you want to order a pizza, we're saying, wow, McDonald's is selling pizza now? It caught us by surprise.
Oh, it was through McDonald's.
Yes.
Oh.
A McDonald's drive-up. And like I say, it lasted 6 months and it went away. But I will say this, when they had it, it was awesome. It was pretty good.
Sure. The one thing I realized about that is it's almost that saying, too much of a good thing is true. So
right.
If you have it too long, you know, people get used to it. But if it's limited time, that's when it really
Well, it's good to know you got McDonald rib fans out there. That
We do.
That are fanatics.
I had one. He actually made a shirt that said "Straight out of McRib." You know, so yeah, he came into the restaurant wearing it. So it,
now, how do they pick the time to bring to introduce that, Rich? How does that work?
You know, that's all done just through our corporate marketing teams. They project where they think it's going to be, you know, the most impacting, the time where there's a good slot where when they promote it, most likely people are going to, you know, purchase it. And typically with the McRib, that's around like late October.
And does that usually last for what, 2-3 months, something like that?
No, typically like 2-3 weeks.
Oh, okay.
It depends. It could go like up to 4 weeks, but typically not more than that. So they want to make a big punch, come in, you know, people love it, and then there's a new product that's coming out. So
the I think what the family is doing is pretty awesome because they're dedicated to the communities that they serve, and that says a lot for the family too, Rich.
It does. I'm extremely proud to be part of it. The relationships, you know, we've built, and even being here in Huntley, so we've been here about 2 years now, and working with the chamber, the different businesses we've met, the organizations that we've started to support, and, you know, even just recently we did National Library Week, and, you know, everybody came in with a library card. We gave them a free Happy Meal. It's just these little things that maybe to us were like, we're not sure how much this is really going to impact or, you know, do anything. We see it in the customers when they come in, and when we're able to, we just love being able to spotlight other organizations and what they're doing. And if we can be a part of that, that's what just drives us.
Well, you know, you give away a Happy Meal, you just made an investment in the future.
Yeah.
You know, that's a future patron.
Absolutely. So we love working with the kids. You know, we do a lot with nonprofits. And then when the different cities are doing their bigger events, we try to pick ones that we're able to, you know, connect with somehow and, you know, be a part of. We, this past year, over the holidays, we do a lot of parades, which is something our team, we love to be able to get out of the restaurants when we can.
Sure.
And that was another thing. We did 7 parades in 7 days.
Wow.
And we built this huge McDonald's float. And we actually ended up taking first place in one of the cities. And it was just, it was a lot of fun. We were out there. We bring out the mascots. We have Grimace, the Hamburglar, Birdie. All those retro characters are like making their way back. And the kids love it. You know, we're giving out candy, and being able to do that just opens up so many doors, and we're able to see, you know, the customers that we serve every day, and it just brings a whole new reality to why we do what we do.
Well, with your job and your organization, do you guys sleep at night? I mean, you've got so much going on. I mean, good Lord, yeah. Planning all these things.
Yeah, sleep's optional. So I love what we do, you know, and McDonald's coffee gets me through it. So,
you know, I will say it is a good cup of coffee, and it's always dependent. You know, the big thing with McDonald's, wherever you go, whichever franchise you go to, it's always the same.
Mm-hmm.
There's no difference from one to another.
No, but it is interesting when you go to other countries, you know, the different items they'll add to the menu to kind of adapt to that culture. But yeah, it's one very consistent menu that people know that they can count on. And I think that's a big reason why we've been around as long as we have.
Well, we want to thank Rich Walter for being here today. You've been listening to 101.5 FM, your Huntley Community Radio station. Go to huntleyradio.com, click on shows to get this show. We want to thank the library for giving us the time to use their recording studio today. And we want to thank Rich again for being here in the Bucevera family of McDonald's in the area. So thank you again, Rich. Folks out there, have a great day, and we'll talk to you next time.